I'm Paul Pridecker, and I have Mike Morgan with me, and this is the last segment of Attitude Adjustment on Friday. Mike, we have a very popular guest back with us again, and let's get started.
We are pleased to welcome back Jessica Cox, who is known widely for her status as a pilot who flies with only her feet. And she has made many rounds talking about dealing with adversity and dealing with disability and thinking about, in a very open-minded way, what could be. And one of the things that could be is, I think, our main topic today, which is the Impossible Airplane. We'd like to get an update from you on the Impossible Airplane project. First, tell us what it is, then tell us what the latest is.
And Mike, before she starts that, I just want to make sure that we know that her husband, Patrick, is also here with us, and he'll be chatting with us.
Great. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Well, we were here last talking about this dream of building the Impossible Airplane, and we, you know, we're just on the beginning of this journey of a kit airplane build, custom designed for flying with feet in the left pilot command seat. Here we are 90% of the way. We have had an amazing team. EAA Chapter 898 out of Toms River, New Jersey, has dedicated 4 years and 1 month to nonstop building this airplane to make this dream a reality. And we're just so thrilled. It gives me goosebumps to talk about it because we know that this airplane is going to serve a mission to inspire the world about disability, about accessibility, and the message that disability doesn't mean inability.
And are you monitoring the progress of this on just a daily basis about how this has been going?
Well, we have been in Arizona, where we're based, and it's been built out of Toms River. EAA Chapter 898 is Toms River and Ocean County Airport. And so we have been remote, but now we are in the process of final assembly, but we are going to get it to Arizona for that phase. And Patrick, the Inclusive Engineering Director, actually is facilitating all that work with the engineers to modify the unique parts of the plane that are going to be different from any other airplane in the world.
Yeah, we've been building up a website. We've got where people can go and look at pictures of the build process so far and highlights from working with university students on different designs. The professional engineers are getting really close to the final prototypes. We're going to install them in a simulator before we install them in the real thing. You can follow along on Jessica's socials, Right Footed Foundation as well. But that's theimpossibleairplane.com if you want to follow along.
So, Patrick, you just mentioned something interesting. You're installing them on a simulator. So somewhere there's an RV-10 simulator?
Well, we found an RV-10 that had an unfortunate off-field landing. The pilot walked away. So we salvaged the fuselage so that we could have the physical one-to-one space to test these modifications so we would know that they would work, that Jessica would be comfortable with them before we try to install them in the real thing and go fly with it. I think that's a really important safety step for us. Jessica and I are not engineers, but we're very thankful to have some good professionals, former Northrop Grumman engineers, professional electrical engineers, a whole spectrum that are helping Jessica out.
Of course, you're looking for the end point to have the plane finished and you're flyable, but a big part of your effort and work is also in advocacy. So what are you doing to spread the word?
Well, for one, people don't realize how normal disability is. I mean, most disabilities are invisible, and one in five people will have a disability at some point in their lifetime. So it's not as uncommon as you think, and it's the only minority you can join at any moment in time. So everyone is connected to disability. So we bring this awareness to people that disability is a normal thing. It's a part of life. We just need to be able to be creative to come up with solutions for so many unique needs out there. And we're not limited.
And one of the really unique things that Jessica can do is bring disability into aviation more and more.
Absolutely.
Tuesday, I think if you have the Thursday magazine?
Yes.
Or the newspaper?
It's the newspaper.
There's pictures of Jessica bringing in 50 members of Limitless Wisconsin, which is an amputee group here in Wisconsin. They kids, family, parents, grandparents, total of 50 people came out. Appleton Airport served them breakfast. Oshkosh Convention and Visitor Bureau bussed them over here to AirVenture. Right Footed Foundation brought them in. They got to hear Jessica speak. We bought them lunch. They got to hang out. And one of the hardest things, especially if you're missing both arms, is finding that community, because people are so spread out. You can find somebody else who maybe uses a wheelchair, but Jessica wants to emphasize bringing that community together so people can have that, and being able to get people's attention with an airplane and bring them out to such an amazing event created a really unique experience for these kids.
And shows people what's possible.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jessica Cox, who is looking forward to the completion of the Impossible Airplane, an RV-10 that you can fly just with your feet. Jessica, I have been waiting for years to tell you the story that I'm about to tell you.
I'm excited.
About 7 or 8 years ago, I was sitting in a theater watching a play delivered by one actor. He also wrote the play. His name is D. Paul Thomas out of Indianapolis. Do you know what I'm about to tell you about?
No, I do not.
Okay, so D. Paul Thomas wrote a play about his experience being a part-time Uber driver. And in the play, he tells the story of picking somebody up in Indianapolis on a very cold day, a woman who was wearing a big heavy cape. And he put the bag in and he helped the passenger get in. And so he talked to this passenger about the fact that she was a pilot. And so apparently they had this conversation, which was pretty cool. And he didn't realize your situation until you asked him to help you get out. And then he explains how gobsmacking it is to listen back to a mental replay of all the conversation you had about all the things that you do and the reason you were in Indianapolis at the time, and then to realize that you're doing that whole thing without any arms. So you have entered a part of the popular culture that,
wow,
that you didn't know about.
Well, I need to check this out because this is news to me, and now I know that, wow, that was a cool experience because that had to end me, obviously.
Well, it was because he names you at the in the script. Uh-huh. He names you, and you and I had already spoken once before in this studio before that happened. I just had never had the chance to tell you the story until right now.
I love it. I'm going to go find it now somewhere.
There's so many examples when you come to Oshkosh where you get this idea that aviation is a small world just reinforced and just knocks you over the head sometimes with the connections. People come to Oshkosh for various reasons, but I mean, really it's about the people. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen the air show, but so really it's about the people, and sometimes it's the people that you only get to see once a year, and maybe not even that, but you know, they're familiar to you. And just this week I've had several encounters that again sort of blew my mind about how connected we are in this industry, and you're going above and beyond to connect the industry, so you're very courageous to do so.
It's such an amazing, inspiring thing to be able to fly, and I mean, what better message to say that if I can fly, then you can fly, and anyone can fly.
Yeah. So what's next on your agenda for Oshkosh? What are your plans?
Jessica's got a speech tomorrow, 1 o'clock, at the AOPA tent, and she's doing a meet and greet afterwards, and then she's pretty much done. But if you see us out on the grounds, flag us down, and we'll give you a paper airplane of Jessica's Impossible Airplane with the paint scheme on the side that you can you can take home.
Yeah, if I can turn this back a little bit to kind of the process you're going through, what FAA support do you need for this in terms of certification? Or you have somebody you're working with?
We actually are working towards a goal in the FAA requirements. I am working towards the medical, essentially, doing that medical check ride to get the SOTA. So I am in that process, and it's something I need to do, is just get myself up to speed flying the Aircoop, show my demonstrated ability that I can handle all the things, and then I can get on basically for that SOTA. And once that's accomplished, we're that much closer to the private and work our way through those requirements. But we do need help with the build and the support, of course, because this airplane is not exactly cheap. We're doing this as a 501c3 nonprofit, so we do need partners. We thank our donors, all who have been a part of it, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today. But we want them to join in on this mission, knowing how important this airplane is and what it's going to mean for so many children. But we couldn't do without donors, so we appreciate that support. If there are anyone listening who would like to be a part of that, go to theimpossibleairplane.com and help us along the way in whatever way you think you can contribute. Engineering ideas, anything like that? Yes.
It'll pay it forward so many ways, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So is that kind of your gating factor right now, funding, in terms of being able to move forward?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of little elements that we still need to wrap up, expenses. You know, we've had wonderful sponsors from Vans, Advanced Flight, Lycoming,
Aerosport,
so many. But there's always those little things that you got to go out and buy that you can't get sponsored. So we're right at that last little bit, maybe about 2 months from airworthiness inspection.
Hey, wonderful.
What a day that will be. And where in Arizona will you be?
The airplane will be finished final assembly at Mesa, Falcon Field.
Yeah.
But we are in Tucson at Marana Airport.
Okay. I live in Fountain Hills during the winter.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice area.
So we've been talking with Jessica Cox, who, along with the Impossible Airplane Project, is out to prove that a lot of things can happen that you didn't necessarily think can happen. It just requires courage and sometimes assistance and having imagination about what could be. Thanks, Jessica, for all those things.
Thank you.
This is Paul Preidecker and Mike Morgan, the segment of Attitude Adjustment. This is EAA Radio.